Are you currently leveraging different designs in your menu? You may find one or two tips helpful today as we are talking about some quick tips. I have five quick tips here for you. Design a menu that boosts sales. First, let's talk about the psychology of pricing. And one of the things you can do is if you go to restaurants that average ticket is $10 to $20 versus a restaurant where their average ticket, a pasta dish, is $60, $80 or more, and look at their menu design, you can see how it's different. If you go to Applebee's, you know, you'll see how they structure their menu. There's a lot of visuals. When you go to a very upscale restaurant, usually there are no visuals at all, surprisingly. There are no pictures, and all you have words. And obviously, the way the pricing is listed is different too. Isn't that interesting? So you can study those for yourself and try them in your own restaurant operations to see what works best for you. I wanted to talk about the pricing is because if you have the way your menu is designed such that there is a column very nicely, there's a column where all the prices are listed under one another, and you have like the descriptions kind of one another on there, and this very nice column on the right of that menu where all the prices are. So for example, imagine we have a dish that's seared duck breast with cherry glaze, and you come on the right, it says $29, or the price is right next to the description. So it just says seared duck breast with cherry glaze, $29, no dollar sign. Turns out, if you just put the amount, which is $29 for this particular dish, right next to the title or the description, it's more likely for it to be perceived. Price will not be as much the focus as the dish itself, versus when you put the prices onto the further away from the description, you're bringing the attention a lot to the dish price. You want to make sure you don't do that. Again, that's something really common. If you go to more upscale restaurants, you see that clearly. They know what they're doing. So that's one thing maybe you can do. Also, don't put dollar signs on your menu. That's a psychological statistics out there. That's very commonly known in our industry for that. So if you're doing that, that's one tip you can take away. Don't put the dollar sign. It is given. If you put 29, people know it's $29. That is the currency here in the United States. A second thing is using descriptive language for a higher perceived value. Let me go over an example. It just says chocolate cake instead of velvety Belgian chocolate tort with raspberry coulis. The sensory details are really going to, like when people are reading, they're just kind of a visual comes to their mind as they're reading it. So the more descriptive your description is, that you're considering those descriptive language, that's going to get them, you know, want that dish more, is an area that you can really optimize your menu. So let me ask you this question. When was the last time you updated description of your dishes? It could be as something as your salads, you know, instead of just saying lettuce, cucumber, tomatoes, right? We can say, you know, romaine lettuce, of course, sliced cucumbers, sliced tomatoes, import olives from Spain, or some of those descriptions that you can include. If you slice vegetables in house, don't just say tomatoes, say sliced tomatoes or fresh cut this or fresh basil oil. It's something we use, right? Those, the word fresh means something. So use a lot more descriptive language in the way you write your menu is another tip for you. Another very common thing is implementing strategic menu layout. This is really common in item placement. So what happens is you want to put more of a high profit items to the top right. Somehow that's where the eyes go. So for example, if you have a handcrafted like Angus beef burger with aged cheddar in house, some sort of a cheddar sauce or jalapeno sauce, whatever, you can put them more on the right top corner. Somehow the eyes will go there. And that's one of the items that you have high profits. You want to put them there. And also if you have a dish you want to highlight, a lot of times folks kind of focus on the very top of the options you have. Like when you have a list of appetizers, they're going to read the first top two, and then their eyes are going to, because as soon as they get to 3 or 4, they get bored, you know, a human mind, and they're going to jump to the last one. So be very strategic, you know, the first two and the last item on your appetizer, on your whatever menu section it is, to be what you want it to be. It's high profitable, or it's something that is a unique menu offering that, or it's a unique experience, right? Next thing is talking about color theory and visual cues. So one of the things that happens is if you use more of highlights or red or oranges, keywords that you change the color into red and orange, it's incredibly common. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm not telling you something you've not seen. That there is specific to that. It's trying to draw attention to that item specifically. If you make the title red out of all the items, the eye will go there for sure. Another thing is if you have any spicy items, you can put a little pepper emoji that's red next to it. If a dish is vegetarian, how can you highlight that? You know, for those who are into that, they're able to see that very quickly. So incorporating more color theory could be beneficial in optimizing your menu. Last but not least, no matter all this issues we do with the design, to have an optimized menu, you do need to study and analyze your data, your past sales. You want to see what's selling, what's not selling. Within your five salads, what's your best seller salad and why that is, right? You're analyzing your salads, you're analyzing your desserts, anything that you offer, appetizers. If something doesn't sell as much, simply remove it. If something involves a lot of prep and, you know, doesn't sell as much, simply remove it. So one of the things, for example, we had like banana peppers. Now, it involves no prep, but we weren't selling banana peppers as a topping in our pizzeria much, so we simply removed it. So if something doesn't sell, remove it. If customers complain, you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. We're so sorry we had to remove banana peppers. Sadly, people don't get how yummy it is. And we weren't selling much. It was kept going bad. And we just had to remove it at this time. We're really sorry about that. I did want to recommend, we do have fresh jalapenos. If you like a little bit of a spice, we have hash green chili. I recommend using those. There you go, because customers will complain as you touch your menu. And that is okay. We can move forward even with the complaint. Question of the day, what is your menu design strategy that has worked for you or something that you observe many restaurants apply? Upscale restaurants, fast food restaurants, they spend thousands of dollars researching all this. Comment below and let us know. If you've not subscribed to the show, be sure to do so you and I can stay in touch. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough.